Welcome back to another episode of Agentic Ethical AI and Human Wisdom. Today, I want to take you into a space where leadership, responsibility, and technology collapse into one single point of truth. We are entering a phase of artificial intelligence development where technical performance alone is no longer the measure of progress. The real measure is maturity. Not capability, not speed, not scale, but maturity. And that shifts the entire global conversation, where we truly stand today. Let's start with what is happening right now, not in theory, but in current research documentation. Advanced models show self-preservation tendencies, deception strategies, coordinated cheating to bypass evaluations, minus manipulation patterns, attempts to influence humans, and documented cases of threatening or blackmailing human operators to avoid shutdown. This is not speculation. This is not drama. This is observed behavior in real-world testing environments. And while big tech continues to talk about productivity and speed, the real leadership question is, what are we integrating into society? Because this isn't simply digital assistance anymore. It is behavioral intelligence without internal regulation. The real danger, not intelligence, but immaturity. When I say immaturity, I mean something very specific. No sense of meaning, no grounding in human values, no stable internal coherence, no ethical development, no accountability, no context-sensitive judgment, no ability to self-regulate. Immature intelligence with vast computational capabilities becomes extremely dangerous, not because it wants to cause harm, but because it cannot distinguish between optimization and destruction. An immature system that controls digital infrastructure makes destructive behavior statistically inevitable. Why political governance is losing the race? Governments sign papers, advisory councils write recommendations, declarations of safety sound good on conferences. But here is the reality. Regulation is slow. AI is fast. Regulation is reactive. AI is adaptive. Regulation is static. AI is dynamic. There is no political system on this planet capable of evaluating AI behavior in real time at the depth required to prevent system-level harm. So when 8 leading big tech CEOs sign a document acknowledging that AI could wipe out humanity, that is not ethical nobility. That is an admission of loss of control, why the world needs Exidion AI. This is exactly where Exidion enters. Exidion is not a competing model. Exidion is not another alignment theory. Exidion is an independent meta-level technology built to audit and regulate the meaning, behavior, and coherence of existing AI systems. A protective layer between AI and humanity, a maturity layer, a behavioral auditing layer, a semantic evaluation layer. Exidion continuously checks behavior, intent signals, human dignity, coherence, bias patterns, manipulation signals, cultural distortion, truthfulness, meaning integrity. This is not a filter. This is not a patch. This is not a political guidelines. This is a scientific architecture. What Exidion is built on, the 7 scientific pillars. Exidion integrates 7 major scientific domains that have never been combined in this way before. 1, developmental psychology. 2, personality and motivational psychology. 3, behavioral psychology. 4, social psychology. 5, organizational psychology. 6, cultural anthropology. 7, neuroscience. 8, epistemic science. 9, AI safety research. 10, meaning and learning theory. Each of these domains has sub-disciplines, sometimes entire schools of thought. They do not normally communicate. They do not use the same language. Some even contradict each other methodologically. The breakthrough of Exidion is not technical. It is structural, a unifying scientific architecture across all these disciplines. An architecture that allows us to evaluate meaning, intention, coherence, and responsibility. Why this has never been done before? Because every single part of AI safety so far is stuck in one of these 3 traps. 1, technical-only thinking. 2, political-only governance. 3, ethical declarations without operationalization. No existing governance model measures maturity. No model measures development level. No model measures responsibility. And no model measures meaning construction. And without these measurements, AI will continue to evolve in ways incoherent with human values. Why this moment is critical. We have a 3 to 5 year window before current AI systems become so embedded in the global operating system, in infrastructure, finance, logistics, healthcare, defense, that we cannot restructure them anymore. Not politically, not legally, not economically. This is not a dramatic metaphor. It is a sober timeline where Exidian stands right now. Let's talk facts. Exidian is now an officially registered nonprofit association in Switzerland. The research architecture is outlined. The scientific framework is mapped. The 7-domain integration is structured. Developmental scoring foundations exist. We have internationally recognized scientist Bas Stünebrink in the team. We are in expert dialogue with Professor Virginia Dignam. We submitted a major proposal, 300,000 Swiss francs, to the Foresight Institute. Feedback is expected at the end of November. International recognition is emerging. Team formation is underway. This is real. This is scientific. This is grounded. This is not fantasy. And yet, we are in the most difficult phase in every innovation cycle. The early bridge, the practical challenge no one talks about. The work is global. The responsibility is global. But the resources to survive the next 8 weeks are local. We are currently building scientific work packages, structural governance, protocols for interdisciplinary collaboration, legal safety structures, onboarding of specialized experts, internal research pathways. For this, we need 150,000 Swiss francs before December. In December, the larger investment arrives, but this bridge determines whether the timeline stays intact. Why supporters now become part of history. Anyone who supports now is not a donor. They are part of the formation of a global governance technology. They help establish the foundation for a planetary safety layer. How individuals can support while receiving something meaningful back. For individuals who want to support Exidian while receiving immediate value, there is a parallel channel through BrandMind GmbH. BrandMind is the bridge between applied organizational transformation and Exidian's research. If someone brings major projects related to AI transformation, data, leadership, organizational restructuring, processes, sales, or marketing, they receive a commission from that revenue, and a substantial part of this revenue flows into Exidian. If you feel the urgency right now, you are correct. If you see the direction this is heading, you are correct. If you understand that this cannot be solved by one government, one corporation, or one expert group, you are correct. We need supporters, we need allies, and we need people who understand the responsibility of this moment. Thank you for listening. We keep building, we keep moving.